So, the first part of the fight-or-flight response is like an alarm bell going off. This gets the adrenaline going, our heart rate up, and our breathing fast, so that we have great strength and speed in case we need it. But it's not enough just to know that there's an emergency. We need to know what kind of emergency we're facing, so that we know whether to fight, flee, or maybe climb a tree. So, there's a second part of the fight-or-flight response. And here's a good way to think about it. Picture a big round clock, but it has only one hand that looks like a big pointer. And this pointer spins around at high speed trying to locate the danger so that we'll know how to save ourselves. Okay, so we have the alarm bell going off, and then we have that pointer spinning around desperately trying to locate the danger so we could save ourselves. But what happens if the alarm bell was a false alarm to begin with? And there aren't any tigers, and there aren't any cannibals around. There are no dangers for that pointer to find. The only thing unusual is what's going on in our own body. Sensations that are from the fight-or-flight response. So the pointer, with no other place to go, points inside to these strange sensations. And the pointer says, hey, that must be the danger I've been looking for. Well, believe it or not, all of these sensations are simply a result of the fight-or-flight response getting turned on. And when we're afraid of the sensations, it makes them seem bigger. But no matter how intense the sensations are, they are all completely harmless. What's actually happening is the body is getting ready for heroic action. If we were really facing a tiger or a cannibal, we wouldn't even notice these sensations. We'd be too busy fighting or fleeing. But when there's no actual danger, that pointer focuses in on these strange sensations. They're the only thing unusual that's going on. And the sensations are strong and unusual, and also they're completely harmless. Now, the first part of CBT is just starting to get an intellectual understanding of panic. And later on, as you make progress in your recovery, you're going to learn tools that are going to help you master each one of these sensations and scary thoughts that come up for you.